The finale, we're finally here. Oh, what a buildup. This was just so, so crazy. I hope you guys had your tissues. I definitely needed mine. We're going to be breaking down so much and more tonight. We have a special guest in studio and so much to discuss. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I was born a dreamer.
This song.
I know. Let's just take a moment.
I'm getting chills right now.
I know.
Hey guys, we're back. If you guys don't recognize this song, well then you should go back and watch the episode. Because this was paired with our final scene of Minnow just walking and enjoying life. And yeah. It was beautiful and I definitely teared up a little bit. And I'm sure not the one, only one, but... Guys, let's get going. My name is Juliet. Welcome to the show. I'm here with a lovely, lovely panel. How are you doing, Dakota T. Jones?
I am so good. I can't believe we're here. It just seems like it just happened so fast the entire season. But I'm
really
happy, and it's been an incredible season.
Taylor, I know you're happy to be here.
I'm so happy to be here. I literally ugly cried during this. Like, usually I'll, like, tear up a little. I was on the couch, like, trying to catch my breath. Like, it was so beautiful, but, like, such a satisfying ending to season one.
I know. I'm back.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
How are you, my dear?
I'm doing well. I'm sad.
Season finale was lit, though.
It was a good.
It was on. It was a lot of ups and downs, highs and lows, but it was awesome.
And guys, as I mentioned, we have a very special guest who has been here before and is back. Hi, Molly Nusa. How are you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yes.
Despite letting me come once, you let me come back. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, awesome. I mean, we loved you. The fans loved you.
She had to come back because I wasn't here the last time.
I did miss you a lot. I don't want to make it weird.
I miss you.
Well, for those who don't know, Molly Nussbaum is a writer on Sacred Lies, and she wrote several episodes, including this finale that we're going to be discussing. I mean, such a rich episode. Mm-hmm. Great job writing it.
I co-wrote it with my boss, Ray L. Tucker, who created the show. So I'm very much sharing this with her in spirit this evening. She's here.
She's right there.
Great. Yeah. What a woman. We had her on the first episode. If you guys haven't had a chance to check that out, we really urge you to do. And if you have, watch it again. It's that good. So tonight, I mean, we're talking Juvie, we're talking the cults, we're talking Dr. Wilson, we're talking Minnow's birthday, we're talking so much. And of course, you're going to want to stick around because we have some trivia with Taylor.
We sure do. Birthday theme this time.
And Dakota has some cool news updates for us. So, so much to cover. Let's head right into it and talk about Juvie.
Mm-hmm.
And how Minnow is preparing for a parole hearing. So, as they're introducing this storyline, were your hopes very high, or were you kind of with Angel, who was very against the whole thing and said that there's no point to it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I knew that she was probably going to get it just because we all believe in her so much. We feel like she's like our friend. We're like, well, you got this, you got this. And even Angel, for the longest time, she was she even wrote the recommendation letter for her. And so I knew that she had it in her. It was just, I think Angel was kind of taken back by it. It was maybe like, I don't know if this is a good idea because a lot of my friends have not had a good luck with it in the past. And then also the fact that she might have felt a little bit of jealousy. So whenever she was going for it and like being really upset and kind of mean about it, I was thinking, oh my gosh, she's going to get in Minnow's head and Minnow's going to like do something bad during the hearing. And so I didn't. Like, I thought it was going to work out, and then when Angel was trying to, like, be the little, like, bug in her ear, I was like, it's not going to work out. So I'm glad that it did, but it just kind of made me hurt for Angel because she really has a lot more time than Minnow will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And not to jump ahead, but when she's like, we're not the same, like, I mean, I think race definitely does play, like, a huge role in this, unfortunately, and I'm glad that they touched on that a little bit in this episode, and I agree with you, Dakota. I just felt so bad for her, but I'm also glad that we had, like, Miss Bailey and the guard and Mrs. New sort of being on Minnow's side throughout this whole process, like, helping her prepare and helping her at the actual hearing. I think that kind of support definitely helped her sort of counteract all of the negativity that Angel was bringing to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but at the same time, like, it's not just race, but it also helped that she had a lot of co-signers, though. You know, even the boy that she assaulted, you know, brought her tissue. Like, that kind of, like, drove the point home. And then the cop that was after the whole show, like, she kind of was like, after she heard her testimony, she was like, okay, this girl's been through a lot. Let me just, okay, let's relax. This, like, it's one of those things where it's like, it was like a pleasant surprise that she was like let go, because she's been through a lot. No matter what she's done, like, her life has been really hard. So it was kind of like a, I guess, a great way to start the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to get into that. So do you really believe that because of this beautiful speech and this beautiful monologue, that's why she said there's no reason to associate her with the investigation? Or do you think that she actually believes that?
I think part of her, like, she was trying the whole episode, like the whole season, to like try to pin something on her. They really didn't have anything though.
Yeah.
Like, they really didn't though. Like, let's say the doctor like never came around. Like, they still would have had no evidence. That would like went to court. Like, they would be like, what do you have? A girl that was like, beat up a kid. Like, that's the only thing they would have on her. But, like, right. As far as pinning the prophet on her, they didn't have any of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, especially when she was so emotional and so contrite and, like, said all the things that she'd been through, like, how could you not, like, sympathize with that young lady?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that she took responsibility for it, I think, is, like, a huge thing, too. I mean, that's definitely got to be hard. Like, I think the easy way out would be to, you know, blame your situation and blame everything else around you. And the fact that she's like, it's no excuse, like, nothing is okay, you can't hurt someone else. I don't know, I thought that was really big of her, and I think mm-hmm. that played a huge role in her getting released.
Yeah,
for sure. I mean, that monologue was so beautifully written and beautifully performed, mm-hmm. but how was it seeing it on screen for the first time, Molly?
Oh, it was so exciting, because that taking ownership that you talk about is so essential to landing Minnow's story and, mm-hmm. and her arc, and taking in everything that has happened to her and owning that, but also recognizing you are not the worst thing you have ever done, and you are not the worst thing that has ever happened to you. And there's such an empowering and freeing realization in that, I think, that you can say, you know what, I own this, but I'm going to rise above it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, so from the beginning, we had talked about this being, you know, a really essential scene and where we wanted Minnow to be arriving at the end of the season. And I know Rael was just terrified of this scene, because it does all come down to this monologue, really. And Rael just saying, I don't want to write that scene. You can write that scene. Because we knew we were going to co-write it, and we were splitting up who was going to write what scenes. And she goes, I don't want to do that one. I'm like, okay, cool. No pressure. But it is such a relief when you have an actress like Elena to put it in her hands, and you're just like, I'm not worried mm-hmm. about it at all. I remember watching the dailies, the footage from when they were shooting it, and even just the little pieces when it wasn't all cut together, it was like, I think this is going to work. I think this is going to land, because she does such a beautiful job with it. I think one of the things I loved that she picked up on is that Minnow hasn't written this ahead of time. She hasn't planned this out. She's sort of in the moment coming to these, maybe not coming to these realizations in that moment, but articulating them for the first time and
mm-hmm.
really seeing this boy for what he is, and maybe seeing herself for the first time as what she is too.
Yeah.
And I was just so thrilled when I was watching it, and so just, you know, it's such a joy when you're like, oh, that's kind of how I thought it would be in my head, and now it's like that in real life.
So. Is it so, like, the boy that she did the aggravated assault towards, mm-hmm. so he was he just like someone who was just like a bystander, or was he a part of the cult, or like,
no, he wasn't a part of the cult. He I can't remember what episode we touched on this briefly. It might have been in the pilot. He was like a kid who went to college or a school nearby, and he was a schizophrenic who was off his medication.
Got
so
it.
He was in like a bad place as
Got
well.
It. Okay.
And they misunderstood each other at this sort of crucial but accidental crossover.
Wow.
And that's why he's asking her these kind of spooky questions of like, you lost your hands, I'm lost too. And these things that in her mind sound like Charlie, sound like really connect with her experience, when in fact he's just a kid who's, you know, having a manic episode and is at the wrong end of things. So it's completely accidental.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I love that. Cause like, obviously that's been so long ago since that episode. So mm-hmm. that's the only thing that in this episode, I was like, okay, I need to ask them what exactly happened and why he was involved. And mm-hmm. so the fact that he came with the tissues and, you know, his family was there, that sold everything.
Yeah.
That really did. It was like a full circle. He's like, you know what? I've had problems too in the past. And like, it could have easily been him, you know? So the fact that he offered up that tissue was like almost like a white flag type of a situation.
Yeah, plus he also didn't hear her story, but probably the first time he heard her story.
Right.
Like, especially coming from her, and he was like, oh my goodness, she was in a cult, this and that. I'm like, okay, I understand why she might have did what she did.
Yeah.
Right. And he seemed also more put together. Obviously, he had the suit and his parents there for him, and he seemed healthier.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that is such an important moment of each of them seeing each other in sort of the clear light of day, you know, when they were both in such a heightened and distressed state when they met the first time. And here they are, and they're, you know, in any other circumstance, they would just be two teenagers. They mm-hmm. might be classmates in school. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just people. And so we talked so much about whether or not we should hear from Philip, mm-hmm. the character, and if he should say something. But ultimately, the act of just yes. handing her that tissue is such a beautiful detail that I think is in the book. That's just an act of forgiveness and wow. and of saying, you know, me too, in a way mm-hmm. that was really powerful.
I love that. That yeah. was so great. Super powerful. Because I don't think that he even needed to say anything.
Absolutely.
No. Just the fact that he did that, it was just a great ending to, like, it kind of tied everything together, which mm-hmm. was really cool.
It really did. And it was just that gesture, is that sometimes, you know, no words are more powerful than words. And you guys did a really good job expressing all those emotions. And, I mean, what an episode. My emotions were all over the place. I think I cried the most I have throughout this whole season. There were just so many emotional scenes. And you guys really had us on our toes the whole time, especially with this verdict. It kind of, you guys made it seem like she wasn't gonna get yeah. Pearl, but she does.
And I was like, are you kidding? I'm like, no.
Were you guys shocked, surprised? And then also, can you touch a little bit about Angel's reaction about this whole thing?
Taylor, take it away.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I thought I could definitely go either way because, like, I agree with Dakota, like, oh, it's like a great ending. Like, she can go out and kind of explore the world now. Oh, yeah. But I don't know. Like, I just loved seeing her, like, interact with these other girls so much that I was like, if there is a season two, like, I would definitely miss seeing them around. So it's like, I don't know. I'm sort of in the middle, but I am really glad, especially after the speech in the probation hearing. I feel like you can't not let her out after that. And I felt for Angel, like I kind of touched on earlier. I understand her reaction, and she hasn't really gotten a break, like, ever. And so the fact that Minnow has sort of been getting breaks here and there, it's like, of course you're going to feel some jealousy.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, like, it's tragic what happened to Angel, but at the same time, the show is, like, showed you, like, you do have to pay for things you've done. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not, like, this magical wand is going to get waved and Angel's going to just be, like, released. Like that one moment where she's like, you know, I might see you in, like, 20 or, you know, like, 30 years. Like, it hits you, like, man, like, this, like, Angel is, like, going to be here for a while. So you do go back and forth, this, like, them, like, separating each other, but you want to see Minnow, like, experience the world. It's bittersweet.
Yeah, it really is. And as you guys are touching upon, I think we want to see a lot of these girls out of here. The show has done a great job at showing how all these characters, especially these young girls in Juvie, are just multi-layered. And there is, you know, there's a gray area. There are people that have done, yes, bad things, but that doesn't necessarily need to define you. And I just really love that message. I think it was a really strong message. And I also really love seeing all the girls get together and have a little celebration, a bittersweet
Juvie cake.
Juvie cake. Would you guys want a piece of that?
Oh my god, so badly.
Yeah,
like, it doesn't even look
bad. I might make one tonight, guys. I'm thinking about it.
Do it.
It's kind of great.
Oh, we should have brought one here.
Oh my god.
Yes.
It honestly did not look bad at all. I would have had two slices, let's be honest.
They got creative with it. Like, they got everything they could get from commissary. I loved it.
They really did. It looked like a feast. Like, they melted M&Ms, they were saying, for frosting.
Oh, yeah.
Put any cute type of just, I wonder, they probably all had such a high sugar high and then just crashed after that.
I want to know how they melted the M&Ms. Like,
yeah, listen, they're creative.
Yeah,
they, like, figure
they
ways.
Make makeup in this.
That's true.
So, yeah, I don't know if you've seen the Juvigram videos.
Yeah.
There's some creativity there that is all mined from real experiences.
Yeah,
so you
really
can
cool.
you can do a lot with a little.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was so cool. And during this scene, we have Angel that comes around and says her goodbyes, even though it seemed like she might not at some point.
Right.
She ultimately does. I bet you guys were happy about that.
I was so happy. I was so sad whenever she wasn't there and Minnow was like, wait, let's just wait a few more minutes. I was like, my heart was broken because I love Angel. And even though she's has this wall up, you know, Minnow really helped kind of bring that down in a sense. Because she was very kind of hard and didn't want to have any communication with anyone. And the fact that, you know, even though she has a lot more time than Minnow does, I think Minnow really left a lasting impression on her and left her with hope and with, like, knowing that she's doesn't have to be alone. And so, I mean, she's going to get a new roommate, so hopefully it's someone that she can handle. But I think just everything that Minnow did for her is really going to stick with her for the rest mm-hmm. of her life. So I was glad that she came back around and that she said goodbye. Because if she wouldn't have, I would have been so upset.
And I'm glad we still had, like, her character being so in character in this moment, too. Like, it wasn't just some sappy little thing. She was like, I'm gonna miss your dumb face. I was like, that's such an Angel line. Like, yeah. Even in, like, this really sweet, like, bittersweet moment, she's still saying she's gonna miss her dumb face.
The general consensus in the chat is, will there be a season two? That's all I'm getting. Season two. Molly, give the chat room something, please.
I can say nothing. Come I on. Can say nothing. I'm sorry. I'm with the folks in the chat room. I want there to be a season two also, and I hope we will have good news or news to share with everybody very soon.
Ooh. I would love that. I honestly would, because I want to see what happens to Minnow after Juvie. And obviously, that would be a very different season than the first season, because we just see her in Juvie. But I feel like you can still kind of touch on what happens with the other girls, but I feel like we need to see what happens with her moving forward, and I want to see her and Dr. Wilson somehow link up and him to help her even more than he already has. And I just can't imagine this being the end, which obviously it leaves it very open-ended, but like, I need to be able to see what happens next, you know?
Yeah. And with that being said, I completely agree. I need more, and there's more to tell, but I really appreciate that you guys were still able to give us that close and that closure that we really needed. Mm-hmm. I think there's nothing worse than a show who is banking on getting renewed, and then kind of mm-hmm. things are so up in the end, and it's like, wow, we'll never know the end of this.
Yep.
And just this final scene as we open with the song was just so powerful, and they gave us that. So really kudos to you guys for making those creative decisions, because they really cater to us fans. So.
Good. I mean, I think we always said that, you know, the book is such a beautiful template, and though we end differently than the book does, it does feel very satisfying. And I think we all felt you can write a satisfying end to a season without it, and with it being open for more, without it feeling like we've deprived everyone while this crazy cliffhanger at the end, that if we don't get to tell more of the story, at least, you know, we feel very proud of how this chapter ended.
Yeah, and you should feel proud. Can you speak a little bit more on the decision to have the ending be differ from the book?
A little bit. You know, in some respects, it's very similar. I think the big difference is we see Minnow get out, and we see her. The big change also is that she gets the cool silver hands, mm-hmm. which is a detail from the original fairy tale, that she gets these silver hands at the end from a good fairy. And we loved that image and thought that was so amazing, and felt that it really signaled this new chapter for her, but wanted to make clear what Dr. Wilson says. You know, this isn't about fixing you. This doesn't change anything that happened to you, and you don't need to be fixed. And we had a really interesting conversation in the writer's room with the author of the book, Stephanie Oakes, about the decision to not give Minnow hands or anything like that in the book, and about not wanting to give the message to anyone with a disability or an amputee that you need this to be whole. And we wanted to be very sensitive to that and say that that wasn't what we were getting at, but that, you know, we wanted to give a new opening to Minnow's new life afterwards. So I think that was something we were really careful with in deviating from it. And just, transitioning her out of Juvie and into the world, and thinking about what that feels like, and making sure that there's a real emotional closure with her mm-hmm. and Dr. Wilson, and that Dr. Wilson gets some of that closure as well with his wife and his son, and getting the sense that he's moving on to a new chapter of his life as well.
Right. Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit more about Dr. Wilson, because he had some scenes. He always has some scenes, but today and tonight, he definitely had some very emotional stuff. As you mentioned, his wife comes back, and they have some sort of closure. During that back and forth, his ex-wife apologizes for things that she might have said, maybe have accused him that certain things were his fault, and right away he says, you don't have to worry about me, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. So my question to you guys is, was he just saying that to appease her? Do you think he really is fine, or at least is getting towards being fine?
I think he's definitely getting towards that, and I think that he is letting her know, like, look, I am getting my closure, I am getting what I need for my peace. And so I think that it was a beautiful thing, because I don't think that it, like, I think a misconception is a lot of times guys are always supposed to be okay, or they're not allowed to be emotional. And so for him to be like, you know, I'm going to be okay and everything, I love that. Because we really saw, he is so emotional, and like being able to see his closure with Minnow and everything, I thought it was a beautiful thing. So I love that it didn't just leave him like off, like, oh, he's a man, he can handle it. Like, it really showed him his closure.
Yeah, that's the thing. But I think that was the first time when he said that to his ex-wife that he actually believed it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like when he said that, I think he does like, yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Of course, it's going to be a process, you know, the drinking thing and all the other things. But Minnow has really brought a different layer to him. And I think starting this guy to move on to a better life.
I love that.
It's awesome.
I love that, too. I think it's important for him. And another thing that seemed important for him is to get that closure with his son. He actually goes to the lake where his son died and does a similar ritual that Minnow did, the cleansing of the face. So what are your theories on why he chose to do that?
I think it shows that he really, like, listens to Minnow, and it wasn't just like something that she said that he like kind of just like didn't pay attention to. It was really something that he took from her that was like symbolic, and he, I love that he did that, and I love that, like, the flash of him doing it and then her doing it, and it just really kind of came full circle. What about you, Taylor?
I definitely agree, and I think it was like that symbolic thing of like starting a new life and like cleansing yourself of all of this, you know, like he feels guilty, he, you know, has all of this sort of pent up just emotion. I think that was just, like you said, very symbolic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely.
And I think there's, I don't know, maybe it's a trust. So you'll tell me if I'm right or wrong. I, you know, the interpretation I got was that, as we mentioned on the show sometimes, is that it's, no matter how much you've been knocked down, this feeling of faith is very personal. And I don't think through the episode, we saw her doing this, but I don't think we saw her doing it in his presence. And so I was just wondering if this was just a way for him, it was his own personal, whatever you call it, like spiritual thing that he did for himself. And she might carry on certain things that she learned from the cult, and then she might open herself up to other things. He might open up himself to more spirituality now that he's encountered someone like Minnow.
I think that's a completely valid interpretation, and that it can absolutely be seen that way. I think it's also that he's connecting with her and her story in a very personal way, that even though they have parted ways, this is a way in which he sort of communes with her and their time together. And even if he isn't opening himself up to faith or spirituality, that doesn't mean that this doesn't have a level of meaning to him. And the way it connects so beautifully in the cuts to, you know, Minnow did that in the water where she saw her mother, and he's doing this in the water where he lost his son. And so he is cleansing himself in a way, but he's also connecting in a really deep way with his son and with Minnow from the memory of this experience and the specificity of the place. And in a way, inherently, that is very spiritual, to connect with these people that are no longer with you. Whether or not that means, you know, he's going to get a Kabbalah bracelet, I don't know. But I do think that he is opening himself up more to people and to possibilities, even if it's not to, you know, deities.
Stewie McFly and Morgan Robinson want to know about Jude. Everybody want to know about Jude. You see the brother run through the forest, and that was it. And everybody in the chat is like, "What happened to it? Can you just give us? I don't know. Give us something. He's just lost in the woods."
Molly,
come on.
Jude made his choice. He made his choice in episode 9. That is where he feels at home, and he was out back in the world, and he did not fit in there, and he did not feel at home there. And I think that. It's so interesting. You can totally look at him going back into the woods as this like sad, heartbreaking, lonely thing. I very much hope you have all seen on social media Shane, the actor who plays Jude, his own mother getting really upset.
It is so funny.
He posted a text conversation between the two of them where she's like, "I'm just so upset thinking that you're out in the woods alone, and I'm worried about you." And he's like, "Mom, I'm fine."
So cute.
Which is both true of Shane, the actor, and of, I think, the character. That is what he wants. That choice was made for him as a child, but this is the world he knows, and the outside world, Minnow feels ready to take that on, and he doesn't. And I think that eventually he may feel ready, but for now, it's just too big and too scary.
I know.
Absolutely.
And it's kind of heartbreaking to see him being like, you know, I think Minnow will eventually come back here, but realistically, after everything she's learned and everything that she's gone through, I don't think she will be ready to go back. I don't think she'll want to. I think she really wants to move forward and like all these things that she knows, and I think she'll want to kind of move forward in the world. And I think that, I hope that eventually he's ready to join her in that, because I think that they're a great couple, and I think that they have taught each other so much.
True love.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there can be a happy medium, honestly. Like, even if they sort of have this cabin in the woods where they live in, they can still travel. They can travel. Like, I don't know. I really do feel like they are going to find their way back to each other somehow. And I think there is a happy medium. I think they can kind of split the difference.
I agree. I've seen them backpacking through Europe and, like, seeing, like, there's many woods. It doesn't have to be those exact words.
Adventure Jude. I love it. Yeah.
Well, you know what? On that same sentiment, I think that kind of wraps up our review of this finale. Let's get into some quick, I guess, predictions and theories that we have on what could be, what is possible, what can be done. Thank you for that, Mike, in the drop. We're gonna miss these lights for sure.
I want to take one home.
Just have one in your room that just, like, goes off.
So share with us, what theories you have, what storylines, maybe spin-offs. What do you think with this? Where could this show go? What maybe you thought the season finale was maybe missing, you want more of? Like, go ahead. And if you're in the chat as well, please do the same.
Guys, I really still have to know what happens to Miss Bailey and Dr. Wilson. I was rooting for them hard.
She seems really salty about that one thing.
That Minnow's out and he helped get her the hands, maybe she'll come around again, because I would love them together.
I know, but I feel like eventually. I feel like Dr. Wilson still has so much healing he needs to do. Right. He travels a lot, it seems like.
We had a scene with them in 10 that we cut.
Come on, Molly!
I didn't check in on whether or not I was allowed to talk about this. So what are they going to do? but I think one of the reasons we did drop it was we liked the open-endedness of it. And in an odd way, it's sort of a parallel of what we're talking about with Minnow and Jude, in a way of, like, we each had a lot of our own stuff to figure out, and if we work our way back to one another, we'll both be stronger for it, and it will be good.
Yeah.
But they're very much on their own paths for the moment. It was a short scene. Don't look so mad.
What was the scene?
It's like a panel of furious eyes right here.
Oh, no.
Was this a scene that leaned towards a relationship, a non-relationship, or?
It was a scene that where I think the conclusion was both of them saying, not right now, but maybe later.
I'll take it, but at the same time, I think that that scene necessarily, I mean, of course I would love to have seen it, but it's not necessarily necessary, if that makes sense. Because we got that idea just from how it all played out.
That's the thing. Yeah. It felt like we had maybe already said that, and that leaving it out maybe, in a good way, percolated some questions, which it seems it did.
It did. We have questions.
A cool spinoff that I see is following Dr. Wilson, because at the end we see him with that whole map and all those points, and he's had stories like Minnow throughout his whole career. Mm-hmm. And it kind of made me want to find out more about all the minnows out there. Yeah. So I would love a spinoff like that.
And Karen Kane and Kayla Collins wanted to know, Rose was obviously captured, and like, what's going on with her story? We kind of want to see that play out. So I would love to see that too. I think it would be important to see what happens to her, because she was a big key in helping Minnow escape and just Minnow's story in general. So very I would love true. To see what happens to
I think
her.
All these characters, just life after the cult, how did that, what does that look
there's
like?
There's an amazing path in the book where Minnow is thinking about these women in particular, Rose and other people that are just out there in the world, and she's talking about these hands that dug in the earth and built homes and dyed clothes are now typing on computers, are now exchanging money or working at grocery stores, and how unbelievable that is to her. And I always loved that image and that idea of what is their life like? Because much like Minnow, they've been cut off from the world for a really long time. And what is reentry into society like is such a big and beautiful question.
Well, Lexi has a prediction. She goes, Minnow becomes a paralegal, teams up with Dr. Wilson to help juvie girls and victims. Top
there you
hour.
Go. Oh,
God, so I would watch that. 1,000%.
Not only would you watch it, but we hope that you're going to be writing some episodes for it.
Very cool.
Also, Rashida and Angel shared a kiss. What does this mean?
Oh, yeah, that was
pheromones,
that was
baby.
I love that.
That was cute.
And the scene with Crystal, too. Yeah. The one where Minnow kind of...
Yeah.
The little olive branch. Oh, I thought that was really sweet, too.
Yeah, I mean, there are definitely a few things that we didn't get to touch upon. We're running very short on time, and we still have... we got some news for you. We got some trivia with Taylor. Hopefully, our engineer will be nice enough to give us a few more minutes. I'm just putting that out there. We shall see. Because another thing we didn't really talk about is Constance. I purposely didn't want to talk about it because it really broke my heart, but then I'm thinking maybe it's unfair to our listeners, so
sad stuff.
Sad stuff, that's all I have to say.
Broke my heart.
But I do have to shout out our live chat, because last week during our predictions, this is why I bring this up now, during our predictions now, you guys are really on point, because that came up a lot. People said there is a dead female body, it's probably her sister, and so you guys are good with those predictions in the chat, and we really appreciate you.
And the inhaler thing, I just want to shout that out. All the community was like, she stole the inhaler.
Who was the one who like originally predicted that
it was people in the community?
Yeah.
Okay. And I was like, whoa, that's a good theory. And so I would just repeat it on here, trying to be the voice for the people. And so now it seems like I'm really smart, even though I did not come up with that theory.
Yeah, because that literally was something that we brought up in during predictions, that she was going to take the inhaler. And I'm like, what? Like,
I can't give it to you. I don't have any hands. I was like, yes.
Unbelievable.
That was great.
Oh, you little sassy mama. I know. Sassy pants, man.
Sassy pants.
Stepped over his body, like, slowly, too. It was like a slow step over.
Into the green smoke, like the Wicked Witch.
So good.
I can't help.
Wrote that, and when I watched it, I was like, yeah.
So good.
That looked great.
So satisfying.
Yeah. It was amazing. Just, you know, I can't help you. I don't have any hands.
So good.
They know.
Snaps for her.
Favorite line of the season.
Yeah, for sure. And that green smoke.
Real good book.
That green smoke was such a nice touch, because it was like, ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Or as Cardi B would say, oh, crap.
Thank you so much for that, DeGrasse. Yeah.
All right, guys. I think that wraps up our predictions. Let's get in some quick news.
Yes. So today,
AfterBuzz TV news.
So Elena, it's her 21st birthday. Which is crazy, because when you put that together with it was also Minnow's birthday in this episode, it just works out perfectly. So happy birthday. Yeah. We love you. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And she wanted me to send all her love to everyone. And she says we have to stay in touch and let me know if anything comes up that she can do for us. And she said that we were all her highlight of her visit to LA.
Aww.
Which was really sweet.
Which means I wasn't the highlight of her visit.
You're like, wait a minute.
Hold on.
Well, I'll work this out later.
But she was the best. She was so great to have in, and she was just had the best spirit about her, which
she's
loved.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
She really is. So... Lexi in the chat goes, I like Cardi B.
Thank you.
All right. Let's get into some super quick trivia.
Yes.
Taylor. Our last one. Aww.
Very timely birthday theme, though. Like, seems to be everyone's birthday. All right, guys. What is the most popular month for birthdays? Is it April, August, or November?
I want to say April.
April.
I was going to say April, too, but now I want to be contrarian. So August.
It's August! So
yes!
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
The least popular is February.
That's interesting.
That's what my birthday is.
I'm April, like... so hey. I mean, you guys all thought.
Is it because it's like 9 months in the winter, it's a little cold?
Maybe.
You're stuck inside a lot. People are getting pregnant.
Maybe.
It
really is, though.
It's a good theory, Juliet.
It really is.
All right. How many birthday cards does the average person receive? Ooh. 5, 7, or 10?
Are we all about to feel really jealous and unloved?
I got 4 this past June, so that's closer to 5. So we'll go 5.
I usually get around 10 because my family is super into birthdays, but like I'm gonna say 5 for normal people.
Juliet, you gotta guess.
I'll say 5.
I'm gonna split the difference. Let's go 7.
It's all right. 7.
Whoa!
Jesus,
like a
trivia monster.
What is wrong?
You are.
Yeah.
This next shout out to Krisha in the chat. She said 5. You're wrong too.
It's okay. But thanks for playing. All right, last one. This is has to do with writing, so maybe you'll get this one too. Probably. Which famous writer died on their birthday?
Oh.
Ernest Hemingway, Jane Austen, or William Shakespeare?
I want to say Ernest.
Me too.
I want to say Shakespeare.
I feel like it's Shakespeare
also. It's a Shakespeare thing to do.
It's Shakespeare, you guys.
Yes.
3 for 3.
Molly knows that.
I will accept my prize now.
Shakespeare died on his birthday. That's a fun
fact. And bonus trivia, April 23rd.
Ooh.
April.
Molly's
April
23rd? Like, I was told there was an award.
I assume it is a cash prize.
It is, yeah.
Great.
Yeah. $5,000.
Must be crazy to die.
I know.
All right, guys. I'm sorry. We are running out of time, but... because we don't want to go, and it's very saddening. Let's all please give me one word to sum up this whole show. Take your time. Maybe towards Molly, because she's our writer. Maybe it'll be easier for you.
Any clever writing, like writing written words, spoken.
Written or spoken.
I don't know what's going on over here.
Are you okay? I think Evan's broken.
I think I might be.
I would say both the experience of making the show and the experience of the show itself, I have to say, is magical.
Aww. Yeah. I'm going to go with epic.
I'm going to say righteous, just because it's like a double play. Like, it's all like she finds spirituality, but also the show's just righteous. Like.
I'm gonna say sublime.
Ooh, that's always a good word. That's a good
Thank
word.
Thank you.
bold, yeah, because I like the show, the women aspect of the show. The powerful women, the strong women, the different types of women, the different races, the personalities, and like just a powerhouse cast of ladies. So it was refreshing too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can take two
absolutely.
Words.
Yeah. There you go. That's allowed. That's allowed, yeah, right?
Totally. Well, guys, I mean, it was such a pleasure to watch this show. It was such a pleasure to share all these experiences with you guys. I mean, you and the community, you have been amazing, and they won't stop here because we want to stay active. We're going to be commenting. We're going to be rewatching, because now that we know how this unravels, I want to see the in-between. Like, when you know and you rewatch, it's a whole other experience. So I really urge you guys to do the same. In the meantime, if you guys want to follow me on social media, please do so on Instagram at Bonjour Juliet. And the rest of you, please share where they can follow along with you, what shows you're doing, what you're up to, all that good stuff.
You guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. I'm also in some new Smosh episodes, which has been so much fun. So make sure to go to YouTube, search Smosh, and I'm in some of the episodes there.
Awesome. You guys can find me on Twitter at Elphaba_Anne, on Instagram at Taylor_Gates_. I also host the Law & Order SVU after show every Thursday at 8. New season is coming out really soon, so get excited for that.
Well, so Miss Mariska Hargitay still up in there?
Heck yeah.
Doing her thing.
Heck
Benson.
Yeah.
Having some at Instagram and Twitter. I do a Sunday Night Football show and a whole bunch of other stuff. I'll let you know.
Awesome. And Molly, are you working on anything new coming up?
What you doing, Molly?
I am, and I cannot talk about any of it, but...
Is it season 2 of Sacred Life?
I cannot say. I plead the 5th, but thank you so much for having me, and thank you to our keepers, our fans online. People would not know and love this show so much if it were not for them, so we are so, so grateful. And I'm on the social media at m_newsbomb, where I'm mostly yelling about television and baseball.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. This was a blast. You're the best.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Perfect. The views expressed herein are those of the host only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.